Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated General Grabber ATX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
What up? Welcome in. This is The Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be making this part of your day. Thanks so much. I'm Doug Gottlieb, in for Colin Cowherd, and we have an absolutely outstanding, outstanding show for you here on a Tuesday, right? A Tuesday, and we're leading you up to the World Cup, which will get underway in Qatar. I have no idea if it's Qatar or Qatar, and if I'm really, really candid, I don't actually care because I'm not sure there's any Qataris that are listening to the show wondering about my pronunciation, right? Like, I know it's Oregon, and I do get offended when people say Oregon, so I do understand that, right? I never liked the whole Washington thing. I didn't understand that. I feel like that is slowly dying off. Qatar or Qatar? I don't know. Potato, potato, it seems to be going off without some sort of hitch, even though there's no beer being sold. We got a lot to get to. Last night's Monday night game, which was a better game and a more entertaining game than I think anyone would have believed if you just said, hey, potentially Mike Tomlin's worst Steelers team with a Colts team that has an old Matt Ryan and is kind of playing out the string with an interim coach trying to figure out what's next. But it was actually a pretty entertaining game. We'll get to that. T.J. Hushmanzada will join us this hour. By the way, happy birthday to one of Colin Cowherd's absolute favorite topics and athletes. And it's probably why it hurts his heart, Colin's heart, that this athlete has struggled this year. We'll get to that. Andrew Brandt's going to join us. I'll give my thoughts on the U.S. Men's National Team versus Iran. And see what I did there? You can pronounce some words and sound like you're in the know and you're cool, and then go back to being, you know, mispronunciation American guy. Like, I do field. I do cleats. I do uniforms. It's not a kit to me. Sorry. I'm just not. Because if I do the pitch thing, if I do the boots thing, if I do the kit thing, then I have to walk over to the lift and try and explain to people why it's a lift, not an elevator. Can't do that. Let's get to last night. I understand that not all of you hear my show, which follows this show on Fox Sports Radio or FoxSportsRadio.com, the iHeart Radio app. It's called the Doug Gottlieb Show. We took a long time thinking of that name. But when Jeff Saturday was hired, and again, look, I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. As people who know who have followed this show or my career, I've interviewed for college head coaching jobs, even though I've never been a college coach. So, of course, there's a special place in my heart for Jeff Saturday and the challenges and the naysayers. I get it. But it comes with the logic and understanding that not all analysts actually analyze. Not all former players are fully invested, and not all players, when they're playing, require the ability to understand all that's going on in game planning and reacting and whatever, as well as, and this is the biggest thing, leading men. Getting guys to get together for the common cause. Right? That's what the position is about. Is coaching about X and O's? I mean, listen, I had a college basketball coach tell me that X and O's is like 10% of what he does. It's a higher percentage in the National Football League and in the NBA, right? It's in the it's a much higher percentage. But you're still dealing with people, dealing with egos, dealing with grown men, and trying to get them to do something which at times can be uncomfortable. Sacrifice themselves, their bodies, their time, their future, their career, their ego. And my logic behind the Jeff Saturday thing, and I've done this on my show, you can go and listen to any of the archive pods or whatever, is you bring on any former player, and we did this, Hoosh is going to join us in 15 minutes, and you're like, all right, tell me the centers who you played with, and they're like, oh man, the best guy, super smart, you know, they're not, those guys that are left tackles, those guys are amazing, they're 6'4 to 6'7, they may be 300 pounds, but they're the most athletic 300 and whatever pounder you've ever seen. So in order to make up for a lack of size, lack of athleticism, it takes a certain level of toughness, intelligence, and also the ability to win people over, to motivate them. Because remember, you're the center. You're telling everybody else who they're supposed to block. And you got to have a relationship and manage up with the quarterback and the offense coordinator. So I'll be honest with you. It wasn't just because, you know, I'd interviewed for jobs not having coached in college. It's because he played 14 years in the NFL. That's on the job experience. And the things that you don't know, you hire people that you do know. And oh yeah, by the way, it's kind of a lost season for the Colts anyway. Why not? And if you don't like the way that Jim Irsay does things, that's okay. Guess what? It's his business. That's his money. That's his franchise. You may think as a fan you own a piece of it. You don't. The expression in pro sports is owner's own, right? You remember Jimmy Haslam when he drafted Johnny Manziel? They hired an entire analytics department. That analytics department advised them to draft Teddy Bridgewater. It did. And the story goes that Jimmy Haslam, you know, was walking into the facility or at some point that day came upon a homeless guy who told him to draft Johnny Manziel. And he was like, I'm drafting Johnny Manziel. And it sounds crazy, but guess what? Owners own. They can do whatever the hell they want because they laid out the money. That's the way it works. Within whatever rules you have, they can literally hire whoever they want. Fire whoever they want. Draft whoever they want. It's the old because I said so, right? Have your parents ever did that? Oh, I hated that. Yeah, okay. Because I said so. So you watched last night, and what are your takeaways? Well, when you came in, you wondered, you know, are they going to, I mean, I think some people are like, are they even going to be able to line up on the football? And then you think, okay, they won the first week. That's energy. Last week, they it felt like they had the Philly game won. Then the offense stalled out, and Jalen Hurts made some incredible plays. And the Eagles beat them. And how would they react? Steelers aren't that good. They're actually, Colts are actually favored in this game, 2.5. I mean, the takeaway was, yeah, I mean, I didn't like the lack of a timeout after a Matt Ryan scramble. But I found it really hard to pick apart what was missing in the coaching. The offense was terrible in the first half. It seemed like they made adjustments and were far better in the second half. Is that fair? Okay. I mean, look, the other side, you can make the same, like, win or lose. I let Kenny Pickett play, and Kenny Pickett was under duress to start the game. He looked like, man, can he not read the defense? Does he not see a blitz? And then he got some confidence, started stepping up. They had a couple field goals, right? And then I thought Kenny Pickett showed improvement. Like, look, not every game is about who's going to win a Super Bowl. Not every game is about, do you fire a guy, do you hire a guy? Sometimes you watch a game, you're like, hey, Kenny Pickett looks like he could be an NFL quarterback. Came in with 3 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. But if you hadn't watched him play, you thought, I wonder how. Because, you know, what happens with even veteran quarterbacks is early in the game when they get hit, and Kenny got hit early in that game, a lot of times they're, you know, they're seeing ghosts the rest of the game. He wasn't. He got better for the most part. But here we are. We're talking about Jeff Saturday and game clock management. Here's Saturday on why the timeouts were not used late in the game.
I thought we had plenty of time. I wasn't really concerned. We still had timeouts. I really wanted, when he was going down, I couldn't tell where they were going to start him from going down, right? Like if he was going to get the first down, I expect us to get on the ball and have another play a little bit quicker than that. But again, this wasn't a press for time. We just didn't make enough plays.
Here's Matt Ryan on the clock management late in the game.
I don't mind the call. We're going with some tempo, trying to get that first and then probably bang a timeout after that first. We didn't get it, then have to take the timeout. And on the fourth down call, credit to them. They did a good job of jumping inside. We had some in-breaking routes. But, you know, it's disappointing. It really is, because I think the effort is good, but our execution just hasn't been good enough.
I thought that's actually really telling quotes, okay? Because what we assume is, hey, man, hey, why didn't you call a timeout? Because when I play Madden, bang, timeout. You got 3 timeouts up there. Okay, but here's the thing about timeouts. And I'll give you the college basketball analogy. Okay, or the basketball analogy. You call a timeout, you know the other guy gets a chance to set his defense, right? You do understand that. I mean, part of the deal with not calling a timeout is Matt Ryan's been doing this for 15 years. He's former MVP of the league. They were actually aligned. Like, this is not Nathaniel Hackett where Russell Wilson doesn't seem to know what he's doing or what the play call should be. Or there's stories out there that Russell Wilson's actually calling audibles that are from the Seattle Seahawks, right? Like his old man having flashback days. And Nathaniel Hackett seems lost in terms of what should I do? What should I do? No. This was kind of the plan. All right, did he get it? Did he not get it? We're going tempo. Let's get on the ball. We know what personnel grouping they have. We don't have to do anything. We know exactly how to attack them. They can't switch defenses on the fly. It's amazing that Twitter thinks they know everything. And yet, here's a guy that played center for 14 years, seems to know a thing or two about 2 minutes. And a quarterback who's won an MVP, should have won a Super Bowl, right? They choked that thing away. And neither of them are like, hey, my bad on that. And it's not out of ego. It's out of explanation. Is it possible that most people had it wrong? Is it possible they look competently coached? Is it possible that even in a loss, you can sit there and go, you know, it's not bad. Nah, that's not possible. It's not possible.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
Let's welcome in T.J. Ushmanzada, former Pro Bowl wide receiver, co-host of Up on Game with Plaxico Burress, LeVar Arrington, each Saturday here on Fox Sports Radio. It's also a podcast. You can download it. 2 hours long. It's really, really good. It's like listening inside a locker room. All right, let's start with last night, and then I got a bunch of stuff to get to, Hoosh. When you see the Colts, what is your assessment of the quality of coaching of Jeff Saturday?
I don't think Jeff Saturday is the reason they lost. I think Jeff Saturday is doing a really good job. I know people in that building, and I've spoke to him, and they like him, and they believe in what he's coaching and what he's saying in these meetings and on the practice field. And so, to me, that's the biggest thing. They lost yesterday because, one, Matt Ryan turns the ball over. Matt Ryan isn't mobile. He wasn't aware of the first down. And let me just go ahead and get these two extra yards. At least for me, that was a big reason why they lost, not Jeff Saturday.
I would agree, right? Like, he's sitting there. And by the way, the Steelers weren't even going to hit him, right? They had two guys standing beyond the sticks. You got to know where the sticks are. You got to know where you got to get to. I think he tried to dive for it, but that's giving yourself up, and that's why it was spotted where it was spotted. All right, Kenny Pickett. Can he play?
Kenny Pickett is getting better, man.
I agree.
Watch Kenny Pickett. Each game, he's improved, and so He's mobile. He can throw. He has a receiver that can really go get the ball, that he can grow and play together with for many years to come in George Pickens. And so, yeah, Kenny Pickett looked like he's the good. It's very rare that the Steelers draft somebody and he turns out to not be a good player. They do a really good job of drafting and developing guys.
You know what's interesting about Pickett is, and it's his first year, and I don't think there would have been freak out, but I do think this, it's one of those deals where, and I know you had kind of a mercurial journey that led you to Oregon State, so I don't know if you can relate to this, but when you play at a college in an area where you grew up, where people know you, like, you get more of the benefit of the doubt, right? Like, when I played, obviously, at Oklahoma, when I was at Oklahoma State, dudes that are from Oklahoma, like, to get the benefit of the doubt because everybody had seen them as stars in high school, right? So if they struggled early on, like, don't worry, he'll figure it out, and eventually kind of they do, or maybe they don't, they're not that good. I think Kenny Pickett, the reason there wasn't a freak out early on was he played at Pittsburgh. People knew he's pretty good. He had some sweat equity there, and so it allowed him a couple of games to kind of get his feet under him. And like, last night was impressive, not just because he played well, but he got hit early in the game. And you know, some of these guys, Hoosh, you hit them early in the game and they're seeing ghosts all night. He got better and better.
Pickett played a really good game. And you have a point. He went to the University of Pittsburgh. They're really familiar with him. But I think more than anything else is he played a lot of snaps in college. He played a lot of football in college. And we're really just not used to that, because the best quarterbacks, they normally play 2 years and then they come out early. Kenny Pickett, you take COVID into account, a lot of guys got extra snaps, extra years, and just more experience. Kenny Pickett is going to be a really good quarterback, and he fits Pittsburgh. And it was kind of crazy because Mike Tomlin, man, we got to get a mobile quarterback. I need a mobile quarterback. And so they have a mobile quarterback that can throw the ball. They have a mobile quarterback that is very familiar with Pittsburgh, played his home games in college at that same stadium. And so, man, the AFC North is panning out, going to be a really, really, really good division for many years to come.
All right, let's stick in the AFC North. Ravens lose. Lamar doesn't play great. He did that throw to D-Jack.
Deshaun Jackson.
I mean, Deshaun Jackson, he's like the Daryl Green of the current NFL. It doesn't matter how old he is, he's still fast. He's still incredibly fast, right? So that was an unbelievable pitch and catch. But there's a lack of consistency there with their offense. He hasn't been great. And so he goes on, he responds to some random on Twitter and just eviscerates him, right? Eviscerates him. I don't care about the, like, the, it's not a homophobic slur or whatever. It's just dudes talking ish. But man, he went from 0 to 100 to clap back on the guy. It feels like you only do that if you're super sensitive. What do you think's going on with Lamar?
Just the pressure of wanting the contract. You know, it was, for the last couple of years, it was, oh, he's okay if he doesn't sign a contract. And anybody that's played sports is like, nah, he's not okay with that. He's ready to sign a contract. They're just not offering him, you know, what he feels he earned and what he wants. He was a bit sensitive, if we're being honest about
a bit, like
responding to that, like
a bit.
But you know what happened, Doug? He read that, and I guarantee when he typed it out, he was like, yeah, I'm going to send it. I don't care. I guarantee he thought about it. He just didn't type that out and just hit send. He thought about it, and he just hit send, and I'm sure he regrets it. And I also agree. I didn't believe it was homophobic at all. But, yeah, you can't let the outside noise and what people say get to you, because now others are going to do the same thing because they want a response now. Right. I guarantee that guy that put that out there, like, Lamar responded to me. Look, Lamar, he's going to get more of that because he responded. He has to be careful because of who he is and his name.
Yeah, it's a crazy one. I want to ask you about Kyler Murray. He threw a pick. It was really kind of an arm punt. I mean, the crazy part about the play in question was it was a bizarre call. It's like 4th and inches, and they were actually running the ball well against the Chargers. And he takes a shot deep, and then he's like, yeah, that wasn't actually – to Nuke Hopkins. That was to somebody else, but our schematics were effed up. But it, like, it just feels to everybody like he doesn't, he clearly doesn't like Cliff, and Cliff probably doesn't like dealing with him. But in terms of as a wide receiver, were their schematics screwed up, or was it the wrong read and wrong throw?
I mean, you're playing the Chargers. The Chargers have a hard time running the ball. I'm not calling a pass play anyway because I'm playing the Chargers. That's number one. Number two, it looked as if it was a screen or a quick look route to a receiver on the outside. They got pressed. You can't run that. And so he was like, let me just throw it to Hopkins. I don't know what's going on in Arizona because Cliff Kingsbury stood on a table and wanted to draft Kyler Murray because I recruited him in high school. I've been knowing him since high school. Got rid of Josh Rosen. So you felt like they're going to be able to get along. This is going to be a good partnership. I don't know what has transpired, what has gone on in that building for they don't get along. They don't like each other. That's obvious. But the why? Why is this the case? It's easier to replace the coach than it is to replace the player. So Kingsbury will be gone. But if Kyler Murray can't get along with this next head coach, then he's probably the problem.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
It's Russell Wilson's birthday. He's 34 years old. I mean, he's talking about early, easier to replace. You can't replace Russell Wilson, right? I mean, look at his contract. Can't trade him. Can't move him. He's yours for three more years, guaranteed. There's just no getting out of it. But I guess the question is, who is he fixable?
This is really, you know what I don't understand is how Russell Wilson has fallen off a cliff so fast. And is it all Russell Wilson's fault? But when you look at Nathaniel Hackett, and you say, how did he get in this position? He was an offensive coordinator for 8 years prior to him becoming a head coach. Offensive coordinator in Green Bay. You don't call the plays, though. So you're just an offensive coordinator on paper. But when he was calling the plays, he called the plays in Jacksonville. I don't know if you know this or you recall this. When they went to the playoffs, when Blake Bortles was the quarterback and Doug Marrone was the head coach, Jalen Ramsey, Calais Kemp, Doug. They were 27th, 15th, and 30th in offense when Hackett was the coordinator. I don't know if Hackett is made for this. Like, he's coaching in the NFL.
He's not made for it.
Dad was a coach.
He's not made for it. I mean, have you ever in your life, and you played in the league for a decade, right? You've covered the league for a decade. We've been sports fans our whole life. You ever seen a home team's fans count out the play clock because the home team in Denver couldn't get their play in? And it wasn't week one of the season.
They don't trust him. And so I'm going to go with the guy that has proven himself. Russell Wilson has proven year after year to be a really good player, more so than Nathaniel Hackett has proven that he's a good coach. Even when he was an assistant calling plays, he was below average. But it's kind of scary what you're seeing out of Russ because he has pieces on offense, and coaching really matters in the NFL. I believe Hackett is gone, but again, with Russell Wilson, Pete Carroll is just smiling like, I tried to tell him. I want to let Russ cook. I let Russ cook, and the food didn't come out too well, and so I got him out the kitchen, and now he wants to cook again, and the food's not going too well. I tried to tell you guys. And so Russell Wilson, his legacy is on the line next year because this year it's a wash. It's over. Next year, his legacy and his name will be on the line.
Aaron Rodgers stands to make $59 million guaranteed if he returns. There is no trading him because the dead cap money is like $91 million, right? No, anybody who goes like, we should trade him, and you can't do it. The only thing you could do is he could retire. But that's walking away from $60 million guaranteed.
Not doing that.
No chance. No chance. Okay. But he still wants to play while they're not mathematically eliminated. If you're in Green Bay, how do you handle this?
I need to see what Jordan Love can do. It's simple as that. Now, if that means let Jordan Love play and see if we can trade Jordan Love and get something for him, because I don't know about you, but I like what I saw when he came in. I like the way he played. Very small sample size, but he looked pretty good. He came in there. He didn't look nervous. Put the ball in front of the receiver. They can get yards after the catch. But it's what you said. I did not know the dead cap was $90 million. So they're tied to Aaron Rodgers regardless next year. But you need to see if Jordan Love can play. You don't draft a guy in the first round and then just let him walk and he hasn't started a regular season game of any significance. Like, give him some games and see what he can do, and hopefully you can get something for him. But for me, Aaron Rodgers is locked in if you have that cap hit, but you would like to see if you can get something for Jordan Love.
You know, it's interesting. Like, I watched him and I was like, man, the defense was so bad. Like, Christian Watson seems to be figuring it out, how to actually catch a football, because he is fast when he catches that football. Obviously, they need a tight end, you know, and another wide receiver, but they don't feel like they're that far off. The defense feels really, really far off. I mean, that thing has fallen for cover. I want to ask about the other side, the Eagles. I'm generally against the running quarterback, not because I don't like him, but because it's never worked in the playoffs, right? Guys that tuck it and run it, it just doesn't work. But I wonder if this Eagles thing could work, and I'll tell you why. The matchup potentially with the Cowboys, that would be their third game, or with the Niners, because, you know, the Eagles don't exactly stop the run particularly well. But if they're the one seed, you don't get extra time to prep for them, and they play a different style than just about anybody else. I guess my question is, can Jalen Hurts, with this style, which is predominantly a running quarterback, he can throw, and he does have two elite wide receivers to throw to, but it's predominantly that design runs and scrambles, and it's really hard to stop in the regular season. But in the postseason, we've seen a relative ceiling. Kaepernick's the only one to get to a Super Bowl playing with this style. Do you see it as a postseason success?
I do, because the game of football has changed. The reason we've never seen it before was because in years past, it was, we want a pocket passer. We want a quarterback that stays in the pocket. The game has now shifted. In 5 or 6 years, Doug, every quarterback is going to have some type of mobility to him. We're not going to see Matt Ryan and Tom Brady's in the league in 5 to 6 years. There's no more quarterbacks like that coming up. Everybody is mobile, and so that will be the norm moving forward. So, yes, I believe they can get it done, because it's a new era and a new athlete of quarterback in the National Football League. Eventually, it's going to happen, and I believe if the Eagles are in that position, they'll get it done. They have a really good team. Yeah, Jalen Hurts is a quarterback. Yeah, they have good receivers, but that offensive line, really good. On the defensive side of the ball, they're good at every level. They're good up front. They're good at the linebackers, and they're good on the back end, especially if Gardner Johnson doesn't miss a lot of time, because, you know, he got hurt this past weekend.
He got a lacerated kidney. It just came out. He's got a lacerated kidney. That feels like that's going to keep him out a bit.
They're a loaded team. And yeah, Jalen Hurts gets a lot of the credit because he's a quarterback. But if you look at their team, where's the weakness?
Special teams.
Exactly. So if you got to go to special teams, you have a really good team.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. Tua obviously is statistically playing an amazing level, but now they're going to go on the road, New England, Buffalo, cold weather, and the question with him has always been, he's not terribly mobile, and arm strength. What do you think of how Tua has played?
Man, Tua's been unbelievable, and I thought he would be. I said it before the season started. I expect Tua to play extremely well. You just don't play the way he played in college and forget how to play. He has a coach that believes in him. He didn't have that before. And so your mind is so powerful. But Mike McDaniel's coming in there and showing Tua that I believe in you. He's a different player. You got Tyreek Hill, the same type of weapons that he had at Alabama. Tua is basically who I thought he would be when he came into the league. He was saying he was a bust. People were saying he was a bust. And it just goes to show you, coaching matters in the NFL. it really matters. And Mike McDaniels has done a great job with them. But with that being said, these next three games, they're not easy. You got to play the 49ers. You got to play the Bills. You got to play New England, all on the road. This will show what Tua is about and his whole team, because it's not just going to be about him, but you're playing three really – you already beat the Bills. Tua's never lost to Bill Belichick. Isn't that not crazy? He's never lost.
Yeah.
And so I like Tua, but there's still a lot of football left to be played.
I don't know if people remember, okay? I don't know if people remember, but I was guest hosting for Colin, and you came on and said Tom Brady – and this is like 2 months before – he actually left. You said Tom Brady's played his last game in New England. He ain't gonna play there anymore. Okay, so obviously you know some of what's going on in that camp. What's he do next year?
I know there's no way, Doug, you get a divorce and you retire. There's no way. Like, why would you? I mean, you lost your wife because you want to play football. So one thing's for certain, he's gonna play. Why would you not play and your wife is no longer your wife because she wanted you to retire and you did not? I don't know if he stays in Tampa Bay, but if you don't stay in Tampa Bay, where do you go that you can possibly win another ring? Miami will no longer be an option. Would the 49ers be an option? Like, that's the key. Where do you go where you have a chance? I believe Tampa is still a possibility, but the way the Bucs look this year, it's like something's missing. What's going on? Is it the chaos of his personal life? I don't know, but there's just no way Tom Brady does not come back and play another year, considering what he has gone through on the personal side of his life.
I will tell you that Josh McDaniels is in Vegas. Not it's, you know, that almost happened before.
Now,
wouldn't
what
be
happens,
crazy,
Doug?
Huh?
They get rid of Derek Carr, but yep, they have a top five pick. Do they draft a quarterback, or would they get Tom Brady in free agency or via trade? How would that work, you think?
I don't know. All right, last thing. How Lakers going to lose that game last night? I mean, you're up 17, and dudes they're kind of clowning a little bit. You got guys come off the bench making celebrations and make shots, and then you lose to the Pacers. How you going to lose that game last night?
Clowning a little bit. When they went up, it felt like they thought the game was over. But you could tell, like, I watched the game. The Pacers, they kept fighting. The Lakers just couldn't put them away. And when Miles Turner missed that three and Haliburton got the rebound, I said, man, they better just stick to somebody. They don't have much time. And then he went to Gonzaga, the little dude that hit the three, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to Florida, then Gonzaga. His brother's a point guard at Creighton. Yeah, he's Canadian.
So,
kid.
It's only fitting, man. When I say we, the Lakers, this look like this is going to be a terrible year, man. It's only fitting. They got to figure this out, man, because when you're up 17 in the fourth quarter, you shouldn't lose the game. Not when you have Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook on your team, because Westbrook is playing better now. He played well last night.
Anthony Davis is playing well.
You should not lose that game with those guys on your team in the fourth quarter. It should not happen.
No, you should not. Hoosh, you're the best. Enjoy the soccer day. We'll talk more soon. Thanks for joining us.
Doug, take care, bro.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Also, happy birthday to Russell Wilson. He's 34 today. Which, I mean, look, in this day and age, it's a young man. And in the National Football League, when you look at Thomas Edward Patrick Brady, you're like, he's still got a decade to play if he wants. You know? I mean, look at these. Some of these guys play a long, long time. And Russell, though he broke his thumb last year, I don't remember him ever getting dinged with a concussion, or at least a reported concussion. You know, you look at what's ended careers or shortened careers, it's, you know, you get beat up. Get beat up. But what I find to be super interesting is we're trying to figure out, how does Russell Wilson go from being an elite quarterback? I mean, no one has had a greater infatuation. Like in Collins, the athletes that Colin talks about, likes, I mean, between USC football and Russell Wilson, it's a lot. It's a lot. I mean, Colin has been, and he's, I mean, look, he thought he'd win the MVP this year. And it's fair to say this is an odd fit with Nathaniel Hackett, right? They brought in Nathaniel Hackett thinking, hey, we could get Aaron Rodgers. This will make Aaron Rodgers happy. They'll work together well. And they're like, yay. Plot twist, we're going to give you Russell Wilson. And it's been an abject disaster. But we can't put all the blame on Hackett. Right? Anyone can see it feels like Nathaniel Hackett is just in over his head. And I think you can draw the parallel at your work when you bring somebody in from outside of your business. And the first meeting they have, they looked overwhelmed at the position. It's not only a turnoff, but it's really hard for you to buy in that, okay, all of a sudden they figured it out, they can fix it, right? Imagine that with pro athletes. Pro athletes make a judgment very, very quick, just like the rest of us. And it's like that Malcolm Gladwell book, Blink, right? Your first impression is usually your best impression. And his first impression was, holy crap, we hired a guy who is not a head coach. Fair? Okay. But we can't put all the blame on Hackett. Watch Russell Wilson move. Look at how uncomfortable he is. And then look at teammates' reaction to him. He's always been cheesy. Right? What's the Cheetos guy's name? Is it Charlie Cheeto? Was that it? It's not easy being cheesy. Music, who is that Charlie Cheeto? Was that his nickname? I forget. I love that ad campaign. That was a favorite of mine. Right? He was like a tiger, but he was like Chester Cheeto. There you go. It isn't easy being cheesy. But this is it's fascinating. It's like all the things that we had heard as not even whispers have come to be true. And the Seahawks clearly knew on some level, whether it was that teammates struggled to buy in or that he was on the downside, he doesn't move the same anymore. This guy was the best in the league at throwing on the move. The best. Unbelievable deep ball. So we can pick apart. We can say both of these things can be true. Nathaniel Hackett is not a good head coach. He will not make it to year two. That can absolutely be true. And it's really easy because different ownership hired him. So new ownership come in and go, hey, man, we're just going to change directions, write him a check and then move on. It's Walmart money anyway. But Russell Wilson, you're stuck with. Andrew Brandt's going to join us in 10 minutes. Wait to hear how stuck with him they are. Like, there is no getting rid of Russell Wilson. He's your quarterback. But I think there's two different things we didn't take into account. Okay? And I would say, like, look, I'm as guilty as anybody. I thought, and I know people, guys in coaching staffs and front office in that league, and everybody said last year, like, hey, they're like a quarterback away. They got a nasty defense. Now, they had to trade some pieces, you know, some important pieces. Maybe Noah Fant wasn't, but you trade a defensive lineman, you trade Noah Fant, like, you move some pieces around. You're not going to the exact same team. And also, the Hackett fit hasn't worked. But there's two things that we didn't take into account. And it's not just about the fit. The first thing is that I think we all think that all quarterbacks are now like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. We didn't take into account that they're not. You remember when Adrian Peterson came back from his ACL injury to win the MVP with the Minnesota Vikings? Remember that? And what did that do? All these other running backs that came off of an ACL, like, that was the expectation. You get hurt, next year you're fine. Well, he's a freak of nature. He's an outlier. I think Adrian Peterson played last year, didn't he? Like, this dude's played forever. I'm not sure he offers a ton to the world for anything else he does. But as a running back, Adrian Peterson was really, really good for a really long time. And he didn't really catch it out of the backfield. I'm sure he's okay in pass protection, but just hand him the football and he's really good at that one thing for a long time, even coming off an ACL. But it created this, it created this unrealistic unrealistic view of what you look like coming off of an ACL. The other part is Russell Wilson, while he's not Cam Newton in terms of the volume of carries, the Cam Newton effect, where Cam Newton, and look, he couldn't throw a football. I mean, I told you guys this going back to the New England year, before New England, when he lost his job in Carolina, like he, NFL people are like, he does not throw a football right. There's something wrong with his shoulder. He can't throw a football. I mean, it was bad. The fact that they won 7 games that year in New England was nothing short of remarkable coaching. But Cam Newton's still a young man, and he's out of the league. Because you can't, if you run, you get beat up. And maybe this era is a little different. I'm still intrigued by, you know, like Lamar hasn't got hurt a little last year, hasn't really been hit or hurt, but part of it is that when you're able to get away with using your legs at a young age, eventually those legs go. And so we factor in those two things. We look at Tom Brady, we look at Aaron Rodgers, and we think, everybody's going to be able to play that long and be that effective. And look, it's a change of scenery. It's guys he hasn't played with. I'm not sure how good some of those guys are or how, you know, and they clearly didn't buy into him and the scheme and all this. That's altogether fair. But we also have to factor in that he was a mobile quarterback. And while he hasn't taken a bludgeoning and a beating, you take hits and they take years off your career. I think we didn't factor that in. And so he's 34, but have you ever heard this? Guy's an old 34, a guy's a young 34. 34 is not the same on every person. Like LeBron James at 37, and you know, earlier in the show, I was like, look, LeBron doesn't move anymore. But for 37, he's amazing. It's just, you don't get that, well, for 37 when you're actually playing. You're playing against 27, 28-year-old guys in their athletic prime, and though they haven't had the careers you had, their body moves better at this age. You still move incredible for 37, but that's not the scale you're judged upon in terms of the totality of the league. Is it possible Russell Wilson's an old 34? I don't know whether it's he didn't take care of himself. I have a friend in Denver that says, like, no, Russell Wilson's not fat. He's swole. He just might be too muscular. He does move the same. He doesn't have his confidence, not throwing the ball deep downfield. And then now all those whispers that you had back in Seattle about teammates and defense not buying into Russell Wilson and being two sides of the ball in a divided locker room, now they're shouts. They're not whispers, they're shouts. But I think we have to, as we try and figure out this is the season that is the most surprising. Probably Jalen Hurts playing this well, this consistently, this improved, whatever is the other side to it, way better. Right? Maybe Tua as well, because of who they're surrounded by, whatever. Both of them have been way better than anybody imagined. But Russell Wilson, the expectations were, I mean, Colin's not an idiot. Colin knows football. Colin talks to a ton of people. From you could be the MVP of the league or in the discussion to, I don't know if he can play football anymore. Happy birthday, Russell Wilson. Maybe he's just an old 34. Right? I mean, Carmelo and LeBron, look at the last 5-6 years of their career. Same age. Okay? Carmelo played 1 year in college. Right? They're essentially kind of the same thing. And Carmelo didn't take care of his body. LeBron did. Look at where they are. And LeBron's better. Could it be that Russell Wilson is Carmelo Anthony?
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HEARD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HEARD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlansport.com. That's ProPlansport.com.
I saw this piece on CBS, and it was about Tua. And we've all seen some of the clips of Mike McDonald, what he's been able to do in terms of what he's been able to do with Tua. But take a listen to Tua talking to CBS.
Having someone that, first off, believes in you makes all the difference. Having someone that that calls me randomly, just telling me how much I mean to him and the things that he's trying to accomplish and we're trying to accomplish as a team. It's cool. I've never had that. I've never experienced that. This is my first time experience having that kind of relationship with someone of that type of authority, being the head coach of an organization. But just love that guy.
You can absolutely coach confidence, and you can actually ruin somebody with the lack of confidence, and oftentimes coaches do it and they don't know they're doing it, right? They don't know they're doing it. It's like you ever have a little kid on the mound And what do they say? Like, just throw it strikes. You know, let you just throw strikes. Like, you don't think the kid's trying to throw a strike up there? You got to know psychology of what that kid is doing. But we've seen, how many players have we seen do exceedingly well because they have this ridiculous self-confidence, right? That's what, I mean, really, that's the secret of Steph Curry, is that he has the level of self-confidence that allows him to take shots, which for my lifetime have always been considered a bad shot. And they're considered a bad shot not because you can't make it, but the percentage of times you can make it. But he truly believes. Now you have to measure it because some guys have unreasonable self-confidence and they do things that, like, again, it's a balance knowing each guy. You don't want to shut him down. But Mike McDaniel has discovered those three things, right? Conditioning, culture, confidence. Nobody's going to do it if they don't believe. And some guys need you to really believe in them because either their confidence is shaken, and that's what happened with his previous coach who didn't believe in him. Guys feel that. You feel that. You can feel when somebody doesn't believe in you as a spouse, as a friend, as a boss, as a coach. And if you have somebody who believes in you and it helps you believe in yourself, you're going to get the best out of yourself. You can be a genius coach and never drop a play on the board. I played for one. I played for a coach who's in the Hall of Fame, and I never saw him draw his own play on the board. Not one time. And he's a great coach. Why? Conditioning, culture, confidence. And look, he hurt my confidence, but he was great for most dudes. I think the Mike McDaniel thing, the champion of, like, we get so caught up in things that don't matter. What really matters is, can you get guys to play for you? Can you get guys to believe in themselves and then put them in position to succeed? And of course, he's got weapons all around. It's the reads are simple. Just get the ball to Tyreek Hill, get it to Jalen Wilde. They take care of themselves. But you walk into a building and you see a guy that's kind of been beaten up by media, social media, and more importantly, by his former coach. Doesn't believe in himself, and you find a way to get him to believe. Because what do they always say? If you don't believe in yourself, nobody else is gonna, right? So all those other Dolphins, they wouldn't believe in him unless he believed in himself, and he wouldn't believe in himself unless his coach did. It all works together. It's kind of an amazing thing.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.